6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, begin transmission.
And I think it goes without saying that time is incorrect. I'm going to set it anyway. I think we all know the real time. The real time is 1930 UTC. And that's a favorite time around here. Why? Well, because 1930 UTC is the time at which we always begin. The Dubious Goals Committee. Yeah. Woohoo. Yeah. Uh-huh. All right. It's time for the Will Smith Comedy Hour. In West Philadelphia, I was born in... What? Hello. My name is Tobe. I'm the chairman of the Dubious Goals Committee, and I'm drinking Da Hong Pao. It's good. It's delicious. It's so tasty. Oh, it's the best tea ever. Yeah, drinking the good Da Hong Pao again today. Whew, it's delicious. I'm feeling good. I got some energy. I'm pumped up. I'm excited for today. Why am I so excited for today? Because I've got some boat racing I need to watch. And that's coming up here in about 35 or 40 minutes. Pretty excited about that. And all I want to do right now is talk about sailboat racing. But I know that most people listening to me do not want to hear me talking about sailboat racing, so we're not going to talk about it today. Although we should. Although we're not. I'm going to try to remain calm and stay away from the boats for another 40 minutes, which means I got to find other things to do to pass my time, like look out the window. I'm looking out the window, only to notice that it still seems very cold. And not melty anymore. Even though there's snow and stuff, I do not see any standing water on my patio. And so that means there's no birds taking birdie baths. And I wanted today to be bird washing day. Let's wash some birds. Get those birds clean. Can't have any dirty birds. Let's get them all washed up and nice. All right. So what's really going on besides all this tea drinking and lack of bird washing? Well, if you listened to yesterday's show, you might have an inkling of what's coming. The clock. Right, so for any listeners who did not listen to yesterday's episode of the Dubious Goals Committee, what you need to know is that I attempted to build a clock. And when I say clock, I do not mean a cool mechanical thing with an escapement. I like escapements. No, I had to build an electronic device to send pulses to logic devices. That kind of clock, the master clicky clock. And the master clicky clock I worked on yesterday did not function properly. No, it did not. It was doing all kinds of weird stuff. You know, the whole point of having a clock is to have a nice regular tick, 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 tick. What did my clock do? Well, usually it didn't do anything, but if you jiggled some wires, every once in a while you could get it to go click, 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 click. Yeah, it had some nice swing beat there. And then every once in a while it would go click, 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 click. And the chip got hot. Yeah, the chip, the 555, got so hot that it burned me when I touched it. That was painful, but I'm fully cured now. It's a miracle. Oh, it's a miracle because I just noticed looking at my calendar that today is that day where that kid got born in a barn 20 years ago. Is that why he can't shut the door when he walks into a room? What, were you born in a barn? Anyway, my clock didn't work yesterday. So I spent three times as much time staring at the damn circuit trying to figure out what was wrong with it than I spent building it. And I eventually could not figure it out. Everything looked fine. All the wiring was fine. The soldering was fine. Maybe we'll get to that in a minute. Everything was fine. I thought maybe the 555 was bad because this is a 555 that I salvaged out of something. And I thought, well, why did I set it aside and put it in this thing instead of using it? Maybe I toasted it. If I toasted it, then why did I save it? Well, because I save everything. I save junk and blah, blah, blah. So I went out. I got a new 555. I dropped it in the circuit and the same thing happened. It got hot. I thought I was going to burn my fingers off. And so the circuit had to be scrapped. I pulled the chip, I pulled the parts, I threw the circuit board and the IC socket into the trash. Yes, the trash. There's nothing recyclable on it, and it's probably poisonous in the state of California. As such, I built myself a new clock. We put the new 555 in it, and after powering it up, it seemed to work just fine, kind of. Other than a connection to the jack that was a little loose and causing some squiggly squaggly noises that I did not need to hear. 1 5-second repair job later, and the thing works perfectly, sort of. Now, when it comes to the old clock, what the hell was wrong with the old clock? Obviously, there was a short in it, and I'm thinking back. Last night I was remembering that, yeah, I remember that when I soldered that IC socket onto the board, when I was soldering one of the legs, I think I had the soldering iron all on the leg and not enough on the soldering pad, because then when I went to hit it with the solder just ran down the IC socket leg, and I mean ran, it slurped up a lot of solder, and I have a feeling that solder got in there and probably shorted the chip out inside the socket, making everything else useless, hence it being in the trash now. Good job, Tob. Oh, thanks. So now I've got this clock, and it works perfectly, sort of. Yeah. Yeah, it works. You put a battery on it, you know, and it fires up and it's working and it's great and all. But there's a slight possibility. Yeah, that possibility does exist. It's true that I may have very possibly made a mistake. Oh, and everything goes haywire. Yes, I think I made a mistake, which is ironic because I think I made the mistake in the mathematics, which I really didn't do. Well, what I'm going to claim is that I did the math in my head. I did the math in my head. I did the math in my head. Why did I do that when I've got calculators in this house? I've got how many calculators do I have? Like 3 or 4 calculators. I've got computers. How many computers do I have in this house? I don't know. They've got calculators on them. Plus, I've got all these. Look at my Pascaline right here. I could have just done the math on my Pascaline. Look at this beautiful abacus over here. I could have just done the damn math. But no, I didn't do the damn math, did I? Did I just guess? I don't know. I don't know how my own brain works. So, yeah, I've got this clock that runs at least 10 times faster than it's supposed to. Yes, I made a mistake. That was at least one order of magnitude, possibly 2, but no more than 2. So now I've got this clock that runs so fast that it now just makes a tone. Instead of making individual clicks, you know, I've got this. Great, so now we've got another oscillator. What are we going to do with another oscillator? No. Calm down. Yeah, we can always use more oscillators. I mean, there's no... having too many oscillators is not an actual problem that exists in this world. And so I'm going to sit on this. I'm still waiting for some parts to show up in the mail. We talked about this the other day. Before I do any more work on this clock, and changing the timing on the clock is no big deal. I just need to put a different resistor on it, different capacitor on it, and We're fine, okay, right? This takes all of about 15 minutes. Well, as long as I have the cap. And yeah, see, now I got to actually sit down and do a math problem to figure out which parts I need. And this should work as it is, but nobody's paying attention. Then I thought, oh, no, then we can run the clock through the frequency divider. And then we'll have more. No, don't be stupid. And not only was I getting extra stupid, I thought, you know, I've got some 556s. I could build the clock on one of them and then have that feed into a frequency divider and have that knock the frequency down so I could. No, Tope, just build the clock that times right. What am I, stupid? I don't know. Maybe. Then I was thinking, okay, well, maybe we can run the clock through the frequency divider that we already have, and that would, you know, because didn't we try to clock the pocket operator off of the frequency chopper by itself, or when we ran the AP, I don't know. I guess there's really no way to know until we actually try this out. We've got no choice but to start plugging stuff in. Are we on? Yeah, wow. Very underwhelming gain from the old pocket operator again today. Oh boy. Yeah, so do we have the beat in there still? Yes. So we still got our 4-measure beat sticking its nose where it doesn't belong. Wait, that's where it belongs. That's where we put it. So what are we attempting to do here? Are we going to try to drive the pocket operator from the new clock? That is never going to work. That is never going to work because it is way too fast. What happens, though, if we like put it on its very lowest setting? Maybe it'll... I don't know. Let's just do it just to see what happens. But first, we got to make sure the clock is going as slow as it can. And to do that, we need to going to have to listen to it. And so I'll put a battery on it. We got a level. Do I got some gain here? Yeah, that sounds like a clock. No, it's an angry murder hornet. I think it's as low as it'll go. Yep, okay. It's on its slowest setting. So we can kill that. And then what we do is we start plugging weird stuff into other weird stuff. So we take that out and we need to get ourselves a little patch cable, which is over here. I have to reach a very far distance and I didn't feel like standing up. Oh, I have to sacrifice so much for this show. All right, we plug the thing into there. We plug the other thing into this business, and now we just need to set the correct sync mode on the pocket operator, and now we just hit play. And we got nothing, because we are clocking way too fast. Might also have the clock on the wrong side, but No, it wouldn't matter because I used an open frame, a closed frame jack on the thing. Okay, so yeah, no problem, blah, 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 whatever. We sort of were expecting this, weren't we? Yes, we were. Yeah, so the clock needs a little bit of work, but I'm not going to do anything else until some other parts arrive because, like I said before, I kind of want to make this my master clock. And so what I'll do is I will put this in some fairly large box. I'll put a power switch on it, maybe some other switches that I'm sort of thinking about for doing some wacky stuff. And then I'll give that box like 5 or 6 outputs. So I'll set up some jacks, and then I'll put some hex buffers in front of, well, maybe I don't need to do that. As I say, maybe I'll put some hex buffers in front of every jack to really amp that signal up, that clock signal. But you know, how powerful of a clock do we really need? Does it really need to be super monstrous? I don't know. I just got all these hex buffers that I need to use up. I gotta find excuses for them. Oh, you're just gonna use them as an amplifier, you dork. I guess I could also use them as, oh wait, you know what? I got, did I just have an idea? Maybe. Turn that stupid beat off. Okay, fine. I just had a really weird idea. Let's take the pocket operator and take the pigtail and some alligator jumpers, and let's put this on here and see if we can clock from... Oh my god. It works. It sort of works. It's going haywire, absolutely haywire. And that's why we need better clocks in this world, ain't it? Yes, yes it is. Oh my god, somebody stop this crazy thing. Wait a minute. Wait, get that back. Get that back. Let's see if we can sync everything up to this weirdness. Okay, hold on, I gotta put down the microphone. I think we got some fun sync action going on here. What else can we get? What else can we squeeze in here? I can't get enough. Just too weird. Oh, I love it. We need to get the VCO in here. Get ready. on? Yeah, damn thing's on. Are we just not getting sidechained to it? I'm gonna kill everything on the mixer. We're just not getting anything to this here. We need a different idea here. Hold on. Oh, no wonder I got it on the damn thing. No? Okay. How about this? Uh-oh. Wait, let me try one more thing. I got an idea. Okay, whatever. I guess we're not going to be able to get the VCO in here. Why is that not even turning it on? See, that I've got 5 volts going into it, and it's not even... What is the problem here? What if I go directly out from this oscillator? And we stick that on the input. And we still got nothing. Huh. Okay, well, I feel terrible. But I'm gonna take this stuff off the chain just because it's in my way now. Oh, this could be bad. I think I just blew up the bleep drum. Alright, let's get all this crap out of the way. Now I just got lots of cords tangled up. Stop. Halt. Alright, we gotta check the bleep drum. Let's bring it back. Please tell me I didn't kill this thing. Oh, thank God. Are we gonna sync up? Yeah, no. Now what the hell's wrong? Oh, did I just break my bleep drum? I'm gonna be very disappointed in myself if that is in fact the case. Let's kill all this crap so we can start taking some of this crap out of the chain. Okay, now we got a test. Now we got a test again, because I think I just broke my gear. That's not good. All right, turn it on. Go. Wait, which way do I do it? Let's start this one. And oscillators. I don't know. That doesn't sound good. Why have I lost my sync? Why have I lost my sync? Oh, this isn't good. Oh, this is not good, kids. And what am I doing? All right, stop this for a second. Let's just throw some more junk into the bleep drum for testing purposes. And that's how you make a drum beat. And now, let's see if that is synced up. Let's recalibrate our oscillators. There we go. No, we got problems. Oh, I think I broke something and I'm mad at myself. No, no, no. Okay, so what's the solution to this problem? I have no idea. Why does this not work? Are we just not getting a good connection right here? Okay, that was weird. Stupid wire. I mean, you know, these are little breadboard jumper wires. They do not like to behave. I cannot keep the wire in the damn socket. Okay, I guess we're not going to do anything else until I get those parts that I ordered, and I think I might have broken this permanently. And that annoys me, but that's neither here nor there, because this is all done with. We're done. You've been listening to the Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every single day at 1930 UTC, right here on Anon Radio. I gotta go. It's time for me to watch my boat race. Bye-bye.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.